From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, he brings the final portion of a message called The Purpose of Grace and a Passion for Souls. The text for the message is verses 1 through 5 of chapter 9, in which Paul reveals his heart for his fellow Jews. Yet, as Dr. Cairns demonstrates, Paul's view of salvation as found in the Old Testament applies to both Jews and Gentiles. All are saved in the same way. An important part of Paul's emphasis in the text is a faithful explanation of God's sovereignty in salvation. Because Christ's work on the cross was successful, the gospel is destined to succeed. Contrary to what some would argue, belief in God's electing grace leads to a passion for souls. This was Paul's great burden. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text is found in Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 13. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Keep the altar of private prayer burning. This is the very life of all piety. The sanctuary and family altars borrow their fires here. Therefore, let this burn well. Secret devotion is the very essence, evidence, and barometer of vital and experimental religion. Burn here the fat of your sacrifices. Let your closet seasons be, if possible, regular, frequent, and undisturbed. Effectual prayer availeth much. Have you nothing to pray for? Let us suggest the church, the ministry, your own soul, your children, your relations, your neighbors, your country, and the cause of God and truth throughout the world. Let us examine ourselves on this important matter. Do we engage with lukewarmness in private devotion? Is the fire of devotion burning dimly in our hearts? Do the chariot wheels drag heavily? If so, let us be alarmed at this sign of decay. Let us go with weeping and ask for the spirit of grace and of supplications. Let us set apart special seasons for extraordinary prayer. For if this fire should be smothered beneath the ashes of a worldly conformity, it will dim the fire on the family altar, and lessen our influence both in the church and in the world. The text will also apply to the altar of the heart. This is a golden altar indeed. God loves to see the hearts of his people glowing towards himself. Let us give to God our hearts, all blazing with love, and seek his grace that the fire may never be quenched. For it will not burn if the Lord does not keep it burning. Many foes will attempt to extinguish it, but if the unseen hand behind the wall pour thereon the sacred oil, it will blaze higher and higher. Let us use texts of Scripture as fuel for our heart's fire. They are live coals. Let us attend sermons, but above all, let us be much alone with Jesus.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
The gospel is not destined to fail. The gospel is destined to succeed. And therefore the conclusion at the end of chapter 11 is this wonderful outpouring of the apostle's heart. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. What a wonderful conclusion it is. But you know, as we conclude tonight, I want you to emphasize this, that when Paul gets to this doctrine of the sovereign purpose of the grace of God, he prefaces it with the verses we read together. Now, I'm not going to go down those verses in detail, but he prefaces it with this blazing statement of his passion for souls. And what I want to get over to every Christian here tonight is this, that there are two things that should always go together. The purpose of sovereign grace and our passion for lost souls. There's a big lesson here for us all. Listen to what Paul says at the very beginning. This is how he's getting into the doctrine of predestination. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for the sake of my brethren. What is he saying? He's saying that a true view
of the sovereignty of God will never lessen your love for souls. And I will put it to you bluntly. If you say, oh, I believe in election, I believe in predestination, I believe in this, I believe in that, and it's all philosophical, it's all in your head, and you can sit back and let the world go to hell, and it means little or nothing to you, you do not begin to believe in the sovereignty of God. You've perverted into an idol and into a veritable blasphemy one of the most precious revelations that God has given us in Scripture. Because the more we see the sovereignty of grace, the more it will engender within us and inflame within our hearts a genuine passion for souls. You see, the doctrine of grace does not kill evangelism. It rather promotes evangelism. Have a look at your church history. Even here in the United States, the great movements of soul-winning power, historically, were movements under men who preached this apparently severe old message of sovereign grace. I've often mentioned some names in American church history of which most American Christians are totally ignorant, and I think it's a tragedy. If you ask your normal American evangelical, who was the great revival preacher of America? You're going to come up 9 times out of 10 with Charles G. Finney. Mr. Finney had many, many gifts, many, many abilities. But he was the blight upon revival, not the moving force in great movements of the Holy Ghost. When I ask Christians, what have you ever read of Asahel Nettleton? Never heard of him. Never heard of him. Ah, how far we have drifted. God moves through men who believe these things. For I want to tell you, this is not the killer of evangelism, but the promoter of it. Paul had this wonderful passion. And one of the most amazing and passionate statements anywhere to be found in the Bible. It's so amazing, to be quite honest, that linguists and scholars, again, cannot allow Paul to say what he has said. They try to evacuate what he said, especially in verse 3, of its meaning. I want you to understand this. Here's Paul's passion, and it's marked by 3 things. And if you understand the grace of God, this is the passion that must mark you. This is the passion we must have in this church. A passion for souls, real sinners, not just the elect. I remember talking to a preacher who was praying publicly only for the elect. I said, that's not your business. I believe God will bring in His elect, but I'm here to pray for sinners. And I'm here to preach for sinners. And I'm here to go after sinners. And it's up to God to do His own work. Paul didn't know who the elect were, among the Jews or indeed among the Gentiles. So therefore he couldn't limit his love to the elect, could he? He had a burning zeal for the conversion of his brethren. Why? Because they were Jews. Of course he had a passion for others. But can I say, you'll never have a passion for people in China or Africa if you've no passion for your fellow Americans. If you've no love for sinners in your own doorstep, you'll never have a love for sinners across the world. Leaving your home country and going to the mission field never gives you a passion for souls. It's a vision of the grace of God that will give a passion for souls. And that passion will be marked by sincerity. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. You see, when it comes to this matter, there's an awful lot of hocus-pocus talked. There's an awful lot of hypocritical rubbish talked. Christians have learned certain holy-sounding little phrases. Paul wants nothing to do with that. He says, I'm speaking now before God.
The Holy Ghost is witnessing that this is true. When I talk about a passion for souls, this is not me taking poetic license. This is not me talking up a storm and then going out and forgetting about it. This is something that I'm absolutely sincere about. Then it's marked by gravity. Verse 2, I have great heaviness. Paul felt heaviness, pain, and burden. And well he might. The people of the Jews had magnificent advantages. To them, he says, belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, and all the rest of it. They're descended from the fathers. And from their line, Christ was born, who is over all, God blessed forever. The Jews, isn't this the tragedy? This is what broke Paul's heart. The Jews, you could say, gave Christ to the world, for he was born a Jew. And they rejected him. And Paul says, I have great pain. I suffer. I have continual sorrow. I fear people who never have a sense of humor. But let me tell you, my friend, there is an unwarranted levity. Christians have bought into the ethos of the age in which we live, where all that matters is that they feel good and laugh plenty. You look around you, you have tens of millions of Americans, and they're standing tonight on the edge of an everlasting hell. And for many of God's professed people, it has never once cost them a thought. I grew up in the Free Church when we had prayer meetings, where we looked out in the districts where God had placed us. And I remember the district in which I served as a member of our little church in Mount Marion. It was as hard as hell could make it. It was a development of buildings, post-war buildings, because Belfast had been ravaged and really brought to the dust and ashes through the bombing of the Second World War. And people were displaced in the new surroundings and they got hardened. It was as hard as hell could make it. Friday nights we would meet to pray. Sabbath days we'd have prayer and fasting. We looked at our families, loved ones within a heartbeat of hell. And as a young man I learned to pray among men who were not ashamed to weep for the souls of men and women. Is there a church in Greenville tonight, including this one, whose prayer meetings are anything more than speech making to God? Is there a church in Greenville tonight in which people weep o'er the erring one and lift up the fallen to the throne of grace? Paul says, I have continual sorrow in my heart. There's gravity. And then there's intensity. Listen to what he says. I could wish. I don't want to get into the technicalities of the translation here. Let me say that the translation here is perfectly good and accurate. Paul is not saying, I do wish. The word could be translated pray. He didn't pray to be accursed from Christ. But what he was saying is, if it were legitimate, if by my perishing I could save my people, I would do it. What is he saying? How far am I willing to go to get the gospel to my people? How far would I be willing to go to save their souls. On another occasion, he says that I might by all means save some. Well, how far would he go in those means? He said before God, if I could save them, I would go to hell. Audie Murphy called his biography To Hell and Back. But for Paul, there would be no back. He couldn't go to hell. He couldn't desire to go to hell. But he was saying, I have an intensity. I cannot sit back and simply say, oh, God is sovereign. He'll save whom he wills. I believe he'll do that. But I also believe that he who ordained the end will ordain the means. And I will do anything. Can you imagine this man saying, I would go to hell to save them, but I'm too busy to go to the prayer meeting? Could you imagine that? Could you? We have Christians here who could have been at every prayer meeting practically in the last year, and they haven't been at one. Could you imagine this man saying, I would go to hell to save them, if that were possible or permissible? But I'll never invite a sinner under the sound of the gospel. No. There's sincerity, there's gravity, and there's intensity. And this is Paul's response to what? To a vision of the world and its need? Possibly. But no, the reality, this is Paul's response to a vision of the sovereign, electing grace of God, the grace that is sovereign in its ordination, sincere in its offer, and successful in its operation. The purpose of grace, a passion for souls. They must go together. May God give us a vision of Him in His grace and stir our hearts with such a passion for the souls of men.
Been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.